Good morning, everybody. We start with an update on the conceptual framework.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Hans. So the purpose of the session is to provide an update on the conceptual framework project. In February last year, the board completed its deliberations of the conceptual framework and directed us to start drafting and balloting process. In the drafting and review process, we have identified a number of SWIP issues that the board discussed in September and October last year. We circulated the ballot draft to the board in December, and we are now working through the comments received on the ballot draft. Our work is going according to plan. At the moment, we expect to circulate post-ballot draft to the board in February and to issue revised conceptual framework in March this year. Simultaneously, we have also been working on the references to the conceptual framework that will replace references to the conceptual framework in standards. At the moment, we expect to ballot references in February this year and to issue the document around the same time as the revised conceptual framework. Just to remind you that you have decided to retain the reference to existing framework in IFRS 3 to avoid unintended consequences and to instead start a narrow scope project to figure out a way to replace the reference in IFRS 3 so that there are no unintended consequences. We have started the scoping work on that project, and it will be reflected on the web page once that scoping work is completed. Do you have any questions or comments?
No, that's not the case. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.